Now, as far as finding my art style, what helped me decide it was drawing my little bugs. I realized that I really enjoyed drawing these bugs. I mean, I always have fun drawing, but drawing more detailed characters would be just a little bit more of a chore. It felt a little bit more like work, you know. Drawing these bugs never felt like work. In fact, a lot of times I would draw them as a way of taking a break from all the other kind of characters, you know. Because I have sketchbooks just filled with this a wide variety of art styles, you know. The course of many years, I've gone through different, I don't know if you'd call them phases, but, you know, I would think like, okay, what if I did, semi-cartoony? What if I did very cartoony? What if I did very realistic? What if I did everyone with these very flat oval heads? What if I did everyone with dark eyes? What if I did, you know, just all animals, you know, and, you know, and there's so many different ways I've approached art styles. I would really be, and sometimes I would just get really frustrated because I'd be like, I know there's something out there. I know there's a style out there, but I couldn't figure it out. And then when I get really frustrated, I would take a break and I would just draw one of these little bugs in the background doing something silly. And that was my little, like my little vacation. You know, I'll just draw these guys. I always enjoy drawing these guys. And the reason why I never really wanted to go with those bugs was because they were just way too simple. This is way too easy, you know. This is not a good way. This is not a good example of my artistic ability, you know. Anyone can draw these stupid things, you know. I felt like I needed to draw something more challenging, you know. It can't be something that everyone can draw. So that was kind of one of the reasons why I kind of avoided them for a long time. But I eventually came around to the, you know, like here, I'll tell you what happened is I was drawing a different webcomic before I drew Bug. And I did about 100 strips. And after about the 100th strip, right around that time, I was really running out of steam. I was running out of ideas. It was kind of a niche kind of a premise. Not only was I running out of ideas, but I was really kind of getting sick of drawing these characters. And I made a deal with myself. I said, all right, you can take 2 weeks off. Stop drawing the strip. You're not going to draw the strip for 2 weeks. And what you're going to do is you're going to spend the next 2 weeks trying to come up with a better idea. You know, this strip, you know, you're running out of ideas to write for it. And you're also... And what was funny, too, with the strip was my art style was constantly changing with that strip. It started with a very kind of generic style, and then it went to more of a Ren and Stimpy, very exaggerated style. And then it went to this very short, squat, cute anime style. I mean, I was all over the fucking map. I actually got to the point where I actually had to write in the strip. I tried to write a reason why the characters look different now, you know. But I made that deal with myself. You have 2 weeks to come up with a better idea, a better strip. If you can't think of anything within 2 weeks, you have to go back to this other strip. And that was really great motivation for me to find, to really find a better strip. And what I did was I kind of asked myself, like, all right, forget what you think you should be drawing, you know, because the strip I was drawing at the time, I kind of approached it as what kind of strip would I like to read? That's how I approached that one. And that may work for some people, but that did not work for me. I decided to ask myself, okay, well, if I was just going to draw a strip for myself, no one was going to see it. I was just trying to entertain myself. I was trying to make myself laugh. And, you know, I was trying to think of something like, well, what would make my friends laugh? You know, I approached it with a much smaller audience in mind. And I thought, well, look, if no one cared, if it didn't matter to anybody or anything, you know, I'd probably just draw these bugs because they're fun to draw. It's, even though, yes, they're very simplistic and it's not a good showcase of my artistic talent. I do like drawing them and I do like the way they look, you know. And that's how I came to the art style that I have.